Yeah, buckwheat is getting us. So you don't have to sell it, but don't eat it.
Okay. How about sesame seeds?
Sesame seeds? No, that's okay.
If I give everything to my non-Jew, and like I sell it to her, she's at work with me, and I just like unload everything on her, is that a problem? Like I can tell her, I've done it in the past with her, that she just uses anything she wants, she can have it, like she can give me a dollar, she doesn't, like what do I have to do?
Well, first of all, your husband should do it.
My husband should do it?
Yeah.
Can I do it for him?
yeah, you could. I mean, mechiras shouldn't be done by anybody. I mean, because mechiras, you have to know a little bit of halacha. So you really have to know, a little bit of kinyanim. I mean, you shouldn't do mechiras yourself. That's not a good idea. I mean, you should have somebody do it that knows halacha. Because there's a lot of halachic things in kinyanim. So I wouldn't recommend it. I can't just tell you what to do. I mean, you have to have somebody that knows halacha to do kinyan for Pesach. I mean, you have to know kinyanim, and kinyanim is a big area.
Can I just do
that? Well, I mean, I could tell. With regard to the mechiras, I mean, it's best not to. I mean, the reason why they instituted the mechiras is because people were very poor, and a few dollars meant a lot for them. So that's why they instituted these mechiras. But today, people really aren't in that state anymore. Thank God, most people. And therefore, it's really best not to rely on these mechiras because they're very questionable, even the best ones. So the best thing really is to get rid of your chametz or eat it up before Pesach. And not to rely on the mechiras. After Pesach is a different story. Because after Pesach, you're dealing with a drabana of chametz of or lava Pesach. So you could be mekel, you could rely on the mechiras. Okay? I'm not saying there's no one that's machmer. The only guy was machmer even afterwards. But that's a big chumra. I mean, you don't have to take that on. Okay? I mean, I'm not saying, you know, if a person wants to, fine. It's a big thing. But I'm not saying, you're not mechuyif to do it. Because it's a drabanan, and many hold the mechiras are good. So with drabanan is different thing. You rely on the mechiras. That's basically the halacha. Okay? But lachatchila, really, you should get rid of the chametz before Pesach. Even if you incur a loss of a few dollars, I mean, unless a person is in business where you're talking about like thousands and thousands of dollars, then it's a different story. Then they should consult whoever their posik is and handle it accordingly. But for an average person, it really is best to get rid of the chametz. Okay, if it's amount of $100, whatever. You know, I mean, it's a that's the mitzvah of beer chametz. I mean, okay, yes. Any kind of corn products, so there's no problem with keeping it over Pesach. Like vanilla. I mean, if you get a good vanilla, an expensive vanilla. So I checked into it, by the way. What's the name of the company?
Madagascar
and the good vanilla. So that vanilla is, I checked into it, and the alcohol, in vanilla they use alcohol. So they use, I think, 33% alcohol. So 33% is no good. So I used to throw it out, but then I found out that the alcohol they use is made out of corn. So you don't use it on Pesach, but you can keep it in your cabinet.
You don't have to.
What's that? I checked a couple of brands, and they said it was corn. Another brand also I checked. So if you want to, if you have a special, if you have a, now it could be that the, I think I checked Durkee, if I'm not mistaken, last year. One of those. Which one?
McCormick,
maybe that was it. That was also corn. Yes, that's right. So then you spoke to me about it last year, right? Okay, right. That's it, McCormick. What's that? See, I don't know. I don't know. I imagine they use corn because corn is probably cheaper, but I don't know for sure. So nowadays, one thing you have that's very good is that companies are very willing unless it's a question of their trade secret, they're very willing to share the information with customers. It's a different kind of an approach than it was years ago. So that's very good. So they're pretty honest about it. I mean, you know, they don't know why, as long as they don't know what you're after.
Okay.
So they don't have any idea, so you can rely on what they tell you. They're not going to take a chance to lie. You know what I mean? But that's provided they don't know what you're after. And, you know, probably they don't know. Just ask them what the nature of the alcohol is. Yes? I don't think so. Vanillin, they use kosher Pesach. So vanillin is okay. Vanillin is not really, vanillin they use on Pesach. So I don't believe vanillin is a problem. Yes?
Any sodas that say aspartame, do we assume that it's the kind?
That's right. Ketchup you don't have to throw out. Now I remember from last year. Because the vinegar is not made out of, it's not made out of grain, so that was okay. You can keep it. Yes. So therefore, the rush is that you should not speak against people. You shouldn't ridicule people that do these things, because what they're doing is of value insofar as they're separating themselves mentally from the chametz, and leave them alone, because obviously they don't know too much, and if you're going to start breaking down the emotional barriers, since they don't know, you know, they may do something, this emotional barrier may prevent them from eating chametz. Not every person is a bucky in hilchos chametz. So the Rosh says, don't ridicule people that overdo it. But at the same time, you have a right to know what you have to do and what you don't have to do. So if someone wants information, you give them the correct information. But at the same time, don't go around laughing at people that cover their houses in aluminum foil. For them, it's maybe serving a purpose. Yes?
In my oven, the broiler is in the main chamber. And I don't use the separate.